One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Yeah, but also I've seen our crowd, you know what I mean? They're all group sex people. Like, you
I feel like it and be like, well, it's so hard to schedule anything and we're all here now.
How many D&D groups do you think slide from straight from, well, that's the end of the session, and orgy?
Really feels like you're pitching this to your D&D group, Eden.
Yeah. The heroes of Yum, brave heroes of Yum, destiny be done, these four freaks will become the heroes of Yum.
Sounds of slurping have subsided.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh no, their tongues are so sticky.
Find yourself in a hot, wet, sticky jungle. Jungle, honestly. Honestly, and there's lots of bollywugs. Wet-looking frog people, sticky pads, big globulous eyes, and they blink at you out of the darkness, blinded by the torch carried by Sunbelt Gongbonger. And one of the large bollywugs steps to the front. He's like, and he says, hey nerds.
Hi.
You kind of were invited to this makeout party.
Yeah, you weren't invited to the makeout party. Tell them, Geck.
Yeah. Nice one, Gunk.
Yeah. Woo! And they high five with their tongues.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to get our Geck on, our drink on, out in. That's what I call it, because I'm Geck and I like to get my Geck on. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm Gunk, but I call it Geck too, because Geck's cool.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. This is my girlfriend Freeba.
Freeba?
Freeba.
Oh.
And that's Gunk's girlfriend Flange.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey.
Like, what do you...
I don't have a partner yet, but I'm another girl frog. And I'm just waiting for someone to take an interest.
And what's your name, young lady?
My name's Stink. And there's nothing wrong with me, I promise.
Do you wanna...
You're bleeding from your eyes.
That just happens to girl frogs sometimes.
Yeah, where we're from, she's really hot.
Yeah,
she's too hot for us.
I've got sunburn.
Oh no.
Oh my god, I wish I was as hot as Stink. She gets all the boys.
Sorry about Stink.
No, we love Stink.
Do you want to
Stink? Stink, have you had some work done?
Yeah, a little bit. Mostly myself. I found a stapler.
What? A stapler?
I found a stapler and I thought, yeah, it looks easy enough. I had some holes I needed to shut.
Did you give yourself gastric bypass surgery with a staple you found?
Never tell.
And she turns around and at the back of her head are like three
really,
large
really staples. Yes.
She inflates her dual app and the top of her head just goes bloop. Yeah.
Stink.
Why is
Stink?
Why
rock.
Is Stink the only frog here with massive tits?
And
oh, because I hired a couple of bees to sting me. Every single morning is easier than a bra.
You're not a mammal. Why do you need breasts? You're a frog.
Well, you noticed them, didn't you?
Anyway, Stink and Freeber and Flange all go off into a puddle and move around in it.
Unfortunately, having known the character for, you know, only a few episodes, I do feel like Dinner Munchabout would be really intrigued by Stink.
Yeah. What's Dinner Munchabout feel about those?
Dinner Munchabout is holding a pillow over its crotch.
Yeah, it's kind of a mossy pillow that he's found. And he's holding it there and he's like, yeah, I just got cold. And he's got like a couple of beads of sweat. I think, I don't know, is there a boner check? Yeah, which one's for the boner
check? Yeah, I guess that's...
Is it medicine? No, not medicine.
Medicine?
Well, it depends. What skill would you like to use? A constitution, or you could use your strength
of
to
hand.
Try and...
I think...
Hold it down.
Of hand.
To conceal the erection.
Well, I was going to say, because I'm using a moss pillow, like I said, I could probably use nature.
A what?
Nature.
Oh, a nature check?
I could use nature.
Okay, use your nature check.
Yeah,
sure.
He's just... You can bully him. It doesn't matter. You say, yeah, I got three on that. Just use that one.
It's a natural 20.
Yeah!
This is new dice.
Dinner Munchabout ingratiates himself with the locals almost immediately and slides into the burbling wet pool with Stink and Flange.
Yeah. I got a low squat and a long jacket.
Hey, bro, that's not cool. Those are our girlfriends, bro.
Yeah, that's our girls, bro.
Hey, I'm no threat around here, baby. And I kind of like waddle over, still in the... my little butt is touching the... It's kind of going plap.
Whoa.
Plap. 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 Hey, guys, I'm not a threat. If you need a frog buddy, I'm your best bet. I got slippery legs and green little toes. I'll sniff about your frog eyes with my nose.
What are you doing? What is happening? What?
My name's Dinner, and I'm here to just hang out. I'm Dinner. I'm Dinner.
He's Dinner.
And I'll make your girlfriend shout, but not sexually.
Whoa! All right! Wow.
I think the what's happening did actually happen, like in universe, that Alex said.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Dude,
what the fuck
that
is going on?
Dude,
awesome.
Do you want to join our glee club, dude?
Yeah.
I'll let you know when I'm free.
Look, we're not here to join your glee club or fuck your girlfriends, okay?
You're not.
Whoa, dude. Whoa.
Simmer, dude.
Dude.
Although, did I tell you about my Brendan? So she really thinks they've made a connection. And I feel like she's been chatting a lot with
Who's Brendan?
My husband.
And he's... I'm really hoping he's into... I really hope this story's about him joining a glee club.
No, it's just that one day he said he was going to buy some lily pads. And, they never heard from him since. So I was just thinking, you know, not that I want... Not these two... But, mate, I'm just saying, I'm on a new adventure.
Polly's on the prowl. Polly's on the prowl.
I'm open for opportunities.
Okay.
I've just...
That's all I'm saying, all right?
I just realised her name is Polly.
I was about to say, only a name or...
I have never seen a frog fuck a duck.
Oh.
And, like, because obviously the way I came about back in the day was I imagined some sort of man fucked a...
Some sort of cow.
Cow or a cow fucked a... I don't know like how it worked exactly. But, so I'm just thinking maybe there'd be a half duck, half frog.
Oh, yeah. A frock.
Meanwhile...
or a dog. That's how we got dogs.
Oh, yeah, you know, dogs.
Oh!
You know, just regular... Yeah.
Four legs,
duck
barking.
Duck and frog, woof, woof.
That's...
Yeah!
Every
dog is from a frog and a duck. Making beautiful, terrible love.
Just so much hopping and flapping.
Yeah, it just ends up... dog.
Anyway, we are looking for some magical weapons.
Oh. We've got some glug.
Some what?
Glug. It's like you drink it and you get like you feel good.
It feels really good.
We're pre-gaming for the big festival tonight.
Oh, what's the festival? Why would you mention it? Why would you mention it?
Sorry, this glug is so good. It's slowed my faculties significantly. It's the Gloob Shaka Festival. Where we go up big gloob.
What?
Gloob sha.
Listen, I'm getting massive virgin vibes from you three. This guy's cool, but you guys can go and sit with that little prick. Go hey, Wanwee, we got some friends for you.
Yeah, because you need some because you don't have any.
Hey, I can hang.
Sing a song. You can only hang with us if you prove that you're great at doing Glee Club, dude.
Of course. I once saw a dog, and it was... No, I can't do this. Okay.
Go with the virgins.
Go with the virgins, loser.
And God, they point over it. To, in the dark, there's one little wooden stump with a diminutive... little frog fella.
He's got spots on him. He's a little grung.
Hello there, Spotty Frog.
My name's what? No, my name's not Spotty Frog. My name's Onwee. Onwee.
What?
My name? You call me Spotty
Frog. Your name is
Pondwee? Pondwee? No, don't be silly.
Pondwee.
By that, you call me Spotty Frog if you'd like.
No, I think you should be proud of yourself.
Okay, thank you. Oh, that you've come. I heard that you could go and stay with the ladies, but you decided to come over and talk to me too.
Yeah, we're looking to go to regionals, but...
That's cool. I wanted to do Glee Club before as well, but they said I couldn't rib it quite as loud as some of the other bullywugs.
That's not how loud you have to rib it. It's how much heart you put into that sound.
Gee whiz, whenever I asked about sound before, the others would just kick me in my frog nuts and tell me I'm a virgin. But you, obviously the most charismatic and handsome of your group,
yep,
are being nice to me.
Yeah.
I would like to give you a handshake.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Now, just so I know.
Yeah.
We both think a handshake is the same
with our tongues. Okay. We use your tongues
with
your handshake.
All right, here I go. And how do I have to? What's
his
the,
frog? His frog tongue just comes and right, slaps you in the face.
All right, cool. He goes, hey, thanks.
Thank you.
I would never kick your frog nuts. And what's with these guys? Oh, they're a little bit stroppy.
They're kind of jerks. They're kind of
yeah.
Oh, they're just men. They've already done the ceremony. They're already men. You can see they've got the tattoo and everything. I'm just, I don't know. I guess tomorrow when I go up and I become a man and I do the ceremony, then it's all gonna be good, guys. I'll be able to hang out with them. We'll have some fun.
What is the ceremony?
Are you guys don't know ceremony? You're stupid or something.
Now that might be why sometimes you get a little bit excluded. Maybe you just want to speak with kindness.
Sorry. Thank you for showing me the way, the truth and the light. New friend dinner. It's the Gloob Shaka ceremony. It's where all the young kind of guys go over, and to be men, we got to go up into that volcano. And he points one of his little froggy hands, and over the tops of the tree, you can see just in the distance is the top of a quite active fiery volcano, grumbling and bumbling. But it's the only one day of the year, tomorrow, when it's not as active as the other days. So that's the only day we can go up there.
Hey, Polly. Do you remember that shitty song the guy sung? One of the rhymes was volcano. I think one of the fucking weapons is in the
I remember the word volcano, but I couldn't make much sense of it. And I didn't write it down at the time.
No, I didn't either.
Even though I got to hear it about three or four times. Someone's weapon is in the volcano, though. I'm
I think if
sure.
we just go up there, we'll find out which one it is.
Yeah, we'll help you.
What?
We'll help you, yeah. What is your name? Onwee.
Onwee.
We are going to help you get to that, and we're going to make you a man.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you reckon that after that I can have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Onwee, you're bleeding from your eyes.
Yeah, I've never had this much optimism before. Oh, that would be great, guys. Just to hold a hand, have a talk.
Is there anyone in particular, or you just want a girlfriend? Is there a special girl you've got your eye on?
Special girl.
Your bloody eyes on?
Let me think and sing. But then one of the other frogs throws a rock in his head.
You're not on the team, dude. Don't sing.
Sorry.
I'm imagining his head is quite soft, so it sort of takes a second for the rock to fall off and go back into place. Yeah.
Give me back my rock!
Sorry. He really likes that rock. It fits his hand really well. Look, guys, I appreciate the help, but this is just something a young boy's got to do by himself. But if you want to go, I was going to go back into the carnival before. They're having a big party just before the ceremony tomorrow. You could just stay here and
you could have a bath with that hot frog.
My concern is that if I stick around here, I'll have to have sex with a frog.
Who knows what animal could come from that? It's like when someone with a double-barreled surname marries someone with a surname, and then what do you do with all the surnames?
Yeah.
Except with animal species.
I guys heard you talk about sex a few times. Can I ask a question? What is that?
What is sex?
Yeah, what is this like?
In my experience, sex is what my wife does with, I think, her seven other husbands. And that's cool. That's cool, you know?
It's something you watch from a special chair in the corner.
No.
Sex is just a thing that you have to I write down.
What?
Like you write down when you want it or when it's done?
No. Like when they're doing it, I sit in the chair. And then I've got the diary, and I've got to write down, oh, they started off in cowboy.
Why?
And then they went to, then they did a big swing.
Yep, say it one more. No, actually say three more.
Three more. then they did full on hang
on. Okay, that's one.
And then, you write down there, and they just cuddled for a bit, and then big finish all in. And it's a big finish all in. And I went kiss.
Okay, I've written
an eight-way kiss.
Eight-way kiss.
I wrote down swing because I like swings.
And you hear drums coming off from deep into
platonic drums.
Platonic drums from off in the jungle in the direction of the volcano.
That sounds like showtime.
Yeah, showtime. They're gonna do a bunch of stuff in there. There's party stuff, everything. I won't go. I won't bust your fun up.
You are a very handsome young man.
Really?
Oh yeah, and I saw some of those other girls. Stink? Do you know Stink?
Oh boy, Stink's my older sister.
Well, I think she could teach. No, I don't. She seemed like an experienced young woman, and I thought she would have told you about the birds and the frogs by now.
You know, we don't talk that much.
What?
She's too busy fucking.
Who's the girl? Tell us about the girl.
Well, if I had to, her name's Sandra. Oh, and you see the most disgusting shade of green fill his cheeks. It's like blushing for a little frog. He goes, she's cool. She was a spawn of the two houses down from me. So we were eggs pretty close together. I don't know. I feel like she doesn't even know who I am. But tomorrow when I get my my lava mark, I think you know, I'm going to be a big strong man. And then, you know, maybe, you know, she'll say hello when I say hello to her.
Is that her over there?
No, that's not her.
Is she fucking that other frog right now? Is that Sandra? She's got the S on her back, right? That's her?
Yeah.
And that frog is so big.
Yeah. Yeah, he's my age. But I'm small. Can I gauge, do you guys want to go to this party or not?
Yes, let's go.
Do we ever? Yeah,
let's go to the party.
And so, off you go. Whiffling through the Tulgy Wood to the town of Gloob in the shadow of the great volcano. And set up is a thriving festival. There's a Ferris wheel. It looks rickety as hell, but there's frogs climbing all over it, and they're doing the thing where they like jump. They jump down. It's like one of those manual ones. And there's a long table laid out with the like they look like gourds filled with like weird like jelly stuff. And there's all of these bullywugs around them just slamming down shots, falling down drunk. And then there's like the weird like clown squirt thing where they're like this. But they're all, it's just a bunch of fishmen, and they're on their knees, and it's like weird. And they're throwing bits of bread into their mouth. That's what's happening. And then there's also a stage set up, and there's a banner above the stage, and the stage says Gloob.
So this is Gloob. It's pretty good. You could have some fun. There's some stalls over there, some drinking over there. Just basically just have a good time.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I want to win a dog.
You can win. You want what?
I see a stall. Yeah. And they're offering prizes, which are life dogs.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And I want to win one.
Yeah, there are.
Okay.
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 All right.
All right.
Is therapy dog still with us? The what? Is therapy dog still with us?
Oh, yeah, therapy dog. Yeah, therapy dog still with us.
Yeah, could you ask your dog to stop biting my leg? It hurts quite a lot.
I will ask. I will ask.
Okay.
Therapy dog, if you don't mind, that's not a biting leg, okay? You can have a go at mine if you want to, not too hard. He's not going to stop.
Thank you. He's biting harder
now.
He's
not going to. This is no, I can't.
Okay, so there's dogs. There's the dogs. They're all up on the shelf.
Yeah. And there's what game is it?
It's the Fishman game.
Okay. Let's go. So I need to put some bread in the fish clown mouth.
You put the bread, and if they shit it out in the right alley, then that'll go
okay,
down.
Okay. What number am I trying to get?
That's an excellent question. Why don't you roll it, and I'll tell you no.
I rolled an 8.
Oh, it goes. You calculate that if you do it, if you want to get it a little more to the right.
Yeah, and the fish man says, "I'm so full, no more breath. I'm not hungry."
Wait, these are actual fish men? Yeah. I thought it was like a fucking plastic fucking.
And the guy next to them is like, "Free us! Our lives is it's endless pain."
What the fuck are you guys running here?
And presumably it's just a string that's coming out. There's this just twirling and whirling back and forth.
And in the next stall across with like the corner of the cobs is like Fishman foie gras.
Yeah. Hey, Fishman!
Yeah.
Do you want me to put you out of your misery?
Kill me.
I'm gonna attack the Fishman with my axe. Okay. And seeing their suffering has made me quite mad.
Okay.
So I go into a rage and I've got advantage.
Okay.
The highest one is a nat 20. Look at that.
Wow.
Don't applaud that.
I asked and said, do you want to put me out, you out of your misery?
Doesn't mean they should applaud.
At least one of them said, please kill me.
So, no, that's true. And you absolutely slice him.
We're different this year.
Sure, but it's a broader philosophical question that we haven't got the time to get into.
All right, I'm just
I believe in euthanasia for fishmen.
I'm just really quickly going to turn to Charion and be like, this is not how I got my dog. I did not have to do any of that.
So what do you do with your axe? How do you put him out of his misery?
I'm gonna, because they're all in a row, I imagine.
Yes.
I'll do a swipe across.
Wow, you're going to see
I'll try and kill how many fishmen I can kill.
Okay, well, that's a 20, so I guess roll some damage. Right. And let's see how many die.
By the way, there's one at the end.
That's 8 plus 6, so 14 damage, I think.
What's the armor class of a fishman dressed like a clown?
It's low. They're in the prone condition. Yeah. So you decapitate 3 of them. And they say, sweet death. And then a guy comes around from the back and he said, oh, machine's broken. And he gets his spear and he prods a few more and a few tied up fishmen come out from the back.
Over from the drinking table here. Oh, we got a big man going around with his big axe, eh?
Hey there!
And you turn to see a huge toad-like dwarf.
You were the guy fucking Sandra before.
Yes, and he had the gay fucking Sandra. I was having my way with Sandra. What you gonna do about that? Come in here with your big axe, killer, and not a fishman. Can I let this last? You want to play a game? You come play a game with me, big boy, huh? Come on, sit down. Come sit down at the drinking table. Play a game with me, huh?
I think, can my friend come?
Which one?
It's my friend Polly the duck.
Yeah, I see no reason. Not to.
And he goes.
So, yes.
And he goes and he sits down at the long table lined with gourds. And there's various bollyworks coming out, filling up the gourds with this viscous. It's kind of like chia seed. You know when they make chia seed drinks?
Oh, yeah.
Chia pudding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Chia pudding drink.
Yep.
And everyone's wasted and like fallen asleep. But the dwarf seems quite together.
He's a toad.
Well, he's toad-like.
Oh.
So he fits in. Yeah. I've got a bit of a game around here every year. We have a bit of drinking game. If you want to play over there, you can play over here as well. 3 big sips of this beat me, stay around here. You get a little prize. And it's better than any dog.
Oh, could be a cat.
It's not cat.
Is it like 4 dogs?
Cool, not, let me check. And he opens his jacket and goes, it's not 4 dogs.
A cat is when a capybara and a bat have sex.
Maybe that lady should destroy this world. It's not good.
Because if you want to beat me in a drinking competition, it keeps flicking into something else. You get one of these, and he goes like this, and he pulls out. You see, he's got this necklace on that's like this little beer mug, and it stinks to high heavens of this liquid that you've put in front of you.
Should we just kill him?
You,
seems aggressive.
You said that Gong Bonger was different.
You're right.
You said that. You did.
You've said it.
And can I'm just going to have a word with my colleague, if you don't mind. I don't like this man, and I would like to free all those fish people. So could you distract him and maybe I'll sneak around and untie them? He will take on your drinking offer. He's the best drinker in our town.
Ooh.
I'm going to go and do a wee. Bye.
Fred, your wife cannot cheer you on now. What kind of kid do you even have if you have sex with her? Because you're sort of a half.
She's not my wife. She's just a duck that I know.
I've heard that before. And he drinks down his first sort of jello shot drink.
All right, Gong Bonger is going to drink the jello shot, but then also eat the glass.
As like a show
of dominance.
Okay.
So what?
I think that's going to be strength. Is it make a strength check? Because you're still enraged, I guess.
That is 9 plus 3 is 12.
Yeah, you crunch down. Okay, so make now you've destroyed the glass, the gourd, and he's suitably impressed. But now we need opposing constitution checks.
While this is happening, we're just eating that thing where it's like a stick and it's a potato and it's like a spiral. And we're just enjoying that very much.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Constitution check. That is 13 plus constitution is 2, so 15.
Okay, that's a 6 plus a...
Not enough.
Not enough. Not enough. 6 plus a million.
Round 1, gong bong.
He kind of... it does not taste quite as much... I'm drunk. Okay, one more. Come on, then.
Round 2.
We're just eating like a bag of mini donuts.
Yeah.
Like really small minutes.
Ooh, popping, the little puffer
pop, pop,
J's.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a puffer J.
And what is Polly doing while all this is happening?
Oh yeah, you're gonna do some stealthiness for me, Polly.
Yes, I'm gonna do some stealthiness, and I want to go behind where all the fishmen are kept.
Okay. All right. Make me a stealth check. Tell me what you're gonna do.
Do I get any special roguey stuff?
You've got the skill. You're just using your skill.
Oh yeah. All right.
You're using the skill.
Oh yeah, baby. 21.
You are so... All of the bullywugs, you are significantly below their eye height.
Yeah, and I'm just like head down running really fast.
Yeah. Okay, so back
beak
there...
Beak ahead.
You find a bamboo cage filled with fishmen, Kuotoa fishmen, and they all look full already.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Why would they make them full already?
They like to torture us. They want us as full of bread as possible before the games begin.
Duck! Not a mean duck. Duck! Save us, duck! You're not like those frogs, are you?
No, I'm not. And I'm gonna get my dagger, and I'm gonna. What is keeping the bamboo closed?
Just a bit of rope. They've got very wet hands, so they can't grip.
Yeah.
To untie it.
All right, so I'm gonna slice it open.
Whoa!
And now are they all tied to each other?
Yes, but there's a little stream just behind them, and they kind of go and they start flapping towards the little stream, and they say, "Duck, you've done us a good turn.
Please. Tell us your name so we may sing it in praise for our children and our children's children.
And our children's children's children's
children.
And then
they will maybe forget.
After that, there would be quite a lot of generations. But until that day, we will sing the name...
Polly Waddle and her
what?
Friends. What?
Polly Waddle?
What are you giving me?
No, it's a beautiful name. It's a beautiful name.
What's your name, Sunshine?
The Cod.
Cod, well, don't you feel silly now?
No. It's
a type of fish.
It's yeah, but it's my name.
Well, I hate it.
I'm not. Well, I hate your name.
Well, I still believe in your freedom.
Bye.
So thank off you. You. Bloody go.
Thank you.
Jeez, some people.
And they splash off down towards. Down towards the little stream and disappear into the river. Hing is still drinking. What are you doing?
Corn on a stick.
I was... Yep.
And what about you?
Dagwood Dog, half dipped in a lot of sauce.
That's a lot of sauce.
That's a lot of... Are you allowed... What do you do when you run out of sauce on a Dagwood?
Double dip, bebe.
Am I watching a drinking competition or what?
Right, yeah.
Final round.
I've this
constitution checks.
Yeah.
Constitution.
I've already rolled.
15 Whoa. Plus yeah, no, two is 17.
You've won. This not only has he taken this shot and tried to take it, but he's like not doing well. He's tried to crunch the glass in his mouth again, and he's just broken down. He's gone and he's face planted on the table. You have won the drinking competition.
And you see as his face slams down to the table, he's got an interesting looking kind of locket hanging around his neck.
I loot that locket.
Okay.
Well, you won it fair and square.
It's an amulet of drinking.
And it stinks, right?
Yeah, it stinks. But if you drink any alcohol from now on, you can heal yourself like a healing potion.
Once a day, you can drink. If you can find yourself a pint of drink, it's going to be like a healing potion.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We thought it's Dungeons & Dragons.
You gotta give them magic items. Yeah. They love it. Do you love it?
So I love it.
Yes.
If you guys want to explore, you might find some cool shit around. Or you could find a banana full of chocolate. One or the other.
I'm really gonna get into home brewing now.
Well, I'm walking around then. I got a candy apple. I'm walking around. What do I see?
You see that a little bit away from the maddening crowd.
The what crowd?
Bees.
From there, away, far away from the bees, far away from the where the bees are.
Where were the bees?
You walked away from
which is a book, and then I talked about
is there bees.
Bees
in that book?
The front cover has bees on it. Just okay. Keep going.
There's a big old fig tree, and in the fig tree, it looks like there's a little house built. There's a little house, and there's lots of like skulls and vines hanging down, and there's a little sign above the door, and the sign says, "Shop."
Ooh, haunted house.
All right, what else is there?
No, it'll be fun. Come on, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Are you scared?
No,
are you scared?
No.
You're scared.
No.
It's okay if you wet yourself a little bit, as long as you don't wet yourself full.
I haven't, and if I need to, I've got extra pants. So don't you feel a bit silly?
Hello there.
Did you hear that?
Ooh, looks like some out of towners. Haven't seen the looks of your... Or am I interrupting your conversation?
What do we see?
You see a spotty looking frog, slightly smaller than the other ones. But it's not... It's not one way.
Can you just spell the name? What's
W-O-N-W-E-E.
One way. Thank
like
you.
I said. Fuck. Oh, some out of towners. Would you like to come in and test my wares?
Sure. Wares where?
Well, you just inside my shop.
Which
is the signage not effective?
Wait, which wares where?
Right behind me.
Lead on.
Here, come inside. I've got all manner of trinkets, doodads, what's it?
What's the best thing in your shop?
Well, I'm...
Spit it out!
I'm partial to this little bird that you put next to a glass of water.
That is...
Look, he drinks. He just does it all day. He's a thirsty bird.
I'll take it, however much it costs.
All right. What do you have to trade?
I will trade this song. Birds drinking, never stopping drinking, dipping down and going up. Oh, birds never stopping drinking, always drinking. Fill it to the top, oh, drinking bird.
Oh, wow. Though I shall never see this drinking bird again, I shall always remember it in song. There you are, my friend.
Is it a magic thing or?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It drinks the water.
Where does it go? It's a drinking bird, and if you put it next to a glass of water. you don't have the ability to discern its magical properties yet. But when you know who...
When you hear a voice next to you goes, "Oh, Dad, you didn't give him a drinking bird, did you?"
Oh, did you want that? Listen, son.
Dad.
Son, it's time to put away such childish things. Time to become a man. Time to climb the mountain. Time to burn yourself with a brand of hot lava.
Oh, Dad, okay.
There's no reason to be afraid, my son. Tomorrow you will climb Gloomshaka. Come back and find a girlfriend.
Just like you, Dad.
Just like I found a girlfriend.
Well, actually, Dad, maybe thank you for giving away the childish toy. Now, you know, it's good.
You know, this isn't for kids. It's adults can like it, too. I like it. I'm an adult. I'm a cool old adult. Not that old, but cool. Look at how I'm sitting.
What do you think dinner is? Do you agree?
With fucking what?
I don't know. I just think that you, what you say is pretty
the
all
the next
right
morning we go on a quest. What the fuck is happening?
I think you're allowed to like whatever you want, but I don't think you need any of that stuff. All you have to do is listen to your heart. Feel the sun on your face and remember, the only one that matters is you.
Dad, come on, you friends, stay with us tonight.
They sure can, son. They sure can.
Can Dina sleep in my room?
I'd rather not.
We're adults.
And so the next day dawns. Ripe for a quest, it would seem.
I didn't fucking get anything. You got a bird.
Yeah, you got an option to get choked off by a weird frog.
You could have had an experience, yes, which is worth more than any item.
You got to hear my song.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone that don't want to jerk me off wants to jerk me off. No one who's cold wants me to suck them.
No.
When's dinner gonna win?
When will dinner win? It feels like now's the time to ask that question. Is it?
You can do whatever. Why don't you say the mountain? Do it.
So you leave, you file out of the house in the morning, and the town of Bollywogs are arrayed in the square, and Gloobshaka, the great volcano, is quiet. All of the juvenile Bollywogs are lined up on the starting line, ready to go. And with the crack of a whip, off they run up the mountain. But then you hear a cry from the house you've stayed in last night. Wardwee! And out from the shaman's hut, the shop, as it were, comes Wanwee's father. He says, "Baisad, have you seen Baisad? He's missing. Is he with you? He seemed to take a real liking to you.
No,
did I know much about.
I didn't want to sleep in his room. No. I haven't seen him.
But he has to. This is the one day.
Did he go with the others?
He didn't go. I've looked for him. He wasn't with them. And this is his one chance to become a man. You see, we have a very short lifespan.
What happens if he misses this?
Well, I'm the shaman, and he's the shaman's son. If he doesn't reproduce, then we have no shamans, and we are responsible for raising all of the children of the village. We face nothing short of extinction if he does not become a man, and I've got to say, I'm pretty stressed about it. Please, will you help me find my son?
Of course. We like that young man.
What was his name?
Wanwee.
That was very well done.
And as the four stand consoling a father, they think, is this new quest something they can do? Can they deliver the young man up the mountain to become the adult that he wants to be? And will he find a girlfriend? Or will he, even after being saved, be a sad virgin and just not be a shaman? All these answers next week on Dragon Friends!
The cast of Dragon Friends Campaign 2 is Alex Lee, Simon Greiner, Michael Hinn, and Demi Lardner. Our Dungeon Masters are Eden Lacey and Tom Cardy, with live accompaniments by Nick Harriet. Shakira Khan is our producer. The podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest. And new episodes are recorded live every month at the Vanguard Theatre in Sydney, on Gadigal land in the Eora Nation. This week's episode is brought to you by contributors to the Dragon Friends Patreon, who get early access to ad-free episodes, show recordings, and exclusive content for just $5 a month. Until next time.
When a goddess returns from years of imprisonment, promising ruin for all the rich and the poor.
protect us from what is in store. The heroes of Yarn, brave heroes of Yarn, destiny be done, these four freaks will become the heroes of Yarn.
Double dip, bebe.
If you're not in Australia, do you have a Dagwood dog, or is it just an Australian thing?
It's like a corn dog.
It's a corn dog, right? Yeah,
it's a corn dog.
They dip it in the Kenchip, but I'm like, I'm making sure that all the sauce goes down. You've fucking stressed me out properly by saying what happens when the sauce goes, and so I'm just trying to tell you that I'm wiping it down.
They should make
so that it's uniform.
They should make a Dagwood dog that has a little tray at the bottom of that.
There should be a tray. You should just put it on a fucking plate.
So it's
you should just have a sausage on a plate.
So it's like or a very tall cowboy hat.
Or it should have like a really long cylinder that you fill for the sauce and can like dip it in like a dipstick.
Why don't they do that with ice creams? You know, an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a little like a with a sword?
Do it.
There's the bit that goes across.
Yes.
What's that called? The hilt.
Yes. Why isn't there a hilt for ice cream cones?
There fucking should be, Michael.
Like a moti hilt.
Uh-huh.
And then you can put your hand underneath
That's just the hand.
And then
you can stab people with it.
No, because then it can, and then it can get caught in the moat. I haven't slept for 2 weeks.
There's a thing that you can get that you get, like, it's like a syringe, and you stick it inside of a banana. And then you take out the core of the banana and you shove it full of Nutella like it's coming, and you freeze the banana, and it can be a nice treat if you want it.
Great.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.